Isn't today great? Today is such a great day. Everything is so great.
We're going to have a lot of fun. We got some wonderful people for you.
All you mommies and daddies out there who complain to the radio station, I got something to say to you.
And the first thing you've got to do is say the call letters properly. Okay?
It's an incredible metamorphosis of love and emotion and sensitivity and tenderness and fun and joy and happiness.
Did you know that this show represents health and hope?
Yeah, it's a great day to kick up some festive fun on the Amy Bitherkley Show, weaving together a mosaic of voices from the arts, politics, personal growth, and justice. How are you? It is the merry season, so we're going to serve up a big collection of mirthful tunes and some musings. We'll see what comes over the transom. By the way, your forgotten 45, many of the seasonal variety, are in the mix. Hope you're listening live on Sunday, December 19th. By the way, happy National Regifting Day. We'll talk more about that in a few moments. It is 10 a.m. out west, high noon central, and 1 o'clock here in the east. Number in motion, 347-857-4505. Facebook page, pop in the chat box available should you find yourself tagging along for the live ride. And Twitter, of course, 24/7, at AB Ryan. The very merry TCS crew, Trudy and Aurora in the booth, ML headquarters, are shepherding us through this special show, which is brought to you in part by Dunkin'. The holidays run in Dunkin'. Enjoy the festive favorites for a limited time only. Their seasonal hot lattes and cold drinks, as well as edible noshes. The holidays run in Dunkin'. Also by Old Navy. Yeah, there's still time to cozy up for great holiday styles and savings at Old Navy. And by our pals at PubNet. Arts, culture, conversation, on air, online, up and running 24/7. And you know, they feature select editions of the Amy Beth Arkley Show and those robust roundtables, the latter of which allow us to dig deeper into the music. But it's freeform, live radio. We'll see what comes over the transom. And by the way, our unofficial and scientific listener survey regarding National Regifting Day. What is the craziest, wildest thing you ever regifted or got as a regift? You know, we all do it. Weigh in. The Amy Beth Arkley Show, it is the season to celebrate 50 years and then some of Feliz Navidad. So happy to have you aboard the Amy Beth Arkley Show.
Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, próspero año y felicidad. Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, próspero año y felicidad.
I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I'm the Grinch that stole Christmas. And I'm sorry.
God rest you, merry gentlemen. Let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born upon this day to save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray.
Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy.
From God our Heavenly Father this blessed angel came, and unto certain shepherds brought tidings of the same. How that in Bethlehem was born the Son of God by name.
Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy.
We're just trying to be friendly. steps look over your shoulder, guess who'll be standing there?
Hey, hey, we're the monkeys, and people say we monkey around. We're too busy singing to put anybody
Everybody, hi all. This is Alan Freed, the old king of the Moondoggers, and a hearty welcome to all our thousands of friends in northern Ohio, Ontario, Canada, western New York, western Pennsylvania, west Virginia. Along about 11:30, 15 minutes from now, we'll be joining the Moondog Network. Joining all us folks around the Cleveland area here will be thousands of listeners over in New York City and New Jersey who listen to us over in Newark, New Jersey station every night. Good old Aaron Brew, Formula 1002, Northern Ohio's largest selling beer. Make it possible for us to be with you a whole extra half hour on Saturday nights. We'll be here till 2:30 in the morning, and Operator 210 is at the WJW switchboard to take your telephone request. When you're calling in, play it cool when you call. We'll get to your request as soon as we can. Pop the cap, have a good ball wherever you are. Enjoy Aaron Brew 1002 and the Moondog Show.
Running to and fro, hard working at the mill, never fail in the mail, yet come a rotten bill.
Too much monkey business, too much monkey business, too much monkey business for me to be involved in.
Salesman talking to me, trying to run me up a creek, say you can buy it, go on, try it, you can pay me next week. Ah,
too much monkey business, too much monkey business, too much monkey business for me to be involved in.
Good looking, trying to get me hooked, want me to marry, get a home, settle down, write a book.
Too much monkey business, too much monkey business, too much monkey business for me to be involved.
Same thing every day, getting up, going to school, no need of me complaining, my objections overrule.
Too much monkey business, too much monkey business, too much monkey business for me to be involved.
Thank you.
Ain't that the truth? Cooking up some monkey business of the festive variety on Andy the Therkley Show. One monkey, don't stop, no show. Honey Cone, a wink and a nod to Perry. Thank you for the kind words, sir, tagging along in the PopNet chat box. Always love to have you for the live ride, as you well know. Podcasts are great, but I love it when you guys play with me in real time. And speaking of monkey business, too much of it, from Chuck Berry, a classic song that I'm sure Alan Freed would have introduced many a time. Alan Freed doing the Moondoggy intro to his classic show back in the 50s. We honored him this past week with his celebration of his 100th birthday anniversary on December 15th. Sadly, he perished at the age of 43 due to alcoholism and other ailments, but he was a groundbreaking DJ for sure. Spread the word of rock and roll, introduced so many acts to the country, become something of a standard bearer back in the day. Of course, he was shrouded in scandal with the whole payola business. It was a big deal back then, and a lot of DJs were swept up on it. He seemed to take the brunt, and maybe he didn't deserve it, but he's a mixed bag, as so many icons are, but he did a lot for the music industry and for the culture that we know of rock and roll. In fact, so much so that, you know, his show originated from Cleveland. That's where they had the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, because of that, because he coined it there, indeed. And we got into the seasonal... we also have the monkey scene, of course, as we honor Mike Nesmith, who passed away this past week at the age of 78, the monkey with the wool cap. He was a true musician. I think they all were. The group was manufactured for TV purposes, and a lot of times they didn't get to play their original music or originally play on the records because they used the Wrecking Crew and other, you know, those great studio musicians they used back in the day. But they really were musicians, and he resented the fact that he was sort of caricatured, I guess. He went on to be a producer and a songwriter, and then reunited with the Monkees, of course, later on. One of his most notable songs was Different Drum that was done and made a hit for Linda Ronstadt and the Stone Ponies. But in any event, he had a mixed bag reaction to the Monkees, but I think came to enjoy their endurance and the fact that they are such a lovable band in our culture and will remain forever young and playful indeed. And a fun fact, some folks might know that he also inherited a bunch of money, I think to the tune of $50 million from his mom, who was a secretary who invented Whiteout. Remember the liquid correction fluid back when people used typewriters? A lot of folks don't remember that, but yeah, he inherited a bunch of money. So unfortunately, he passed away this past week at the age of 78. And we ushered in the season, of course, some great music from Bare Naked Ladies and Sarah McLachlan, God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen, for Blythe and Stewie. Thank you so much for tagging along for the live ride. And, of course, opening things up, 50 years now. It debuted in 1971. It's been something that is ubiquitous with the season. Jose Feliciano's Feliz Navidad. And that's the song that this great artist is most noted for, but I'll tell you, Jose Feliciano is a jazz interpreter of oh so many great music songs. Dig in. This is my gift to you, advice. Dig into YouTube, Spotify, something else, and just surround yourself with his music. He got a little bit of a play this past year or so with Quentin Tarantino's great movie, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. He was featured on the soundtrack doing a great version of California Dreamin'. Also, Light My Fire is a classic, but really there's so many of them. So dig in deep, and I think you'll enjoy it. It is the end of the Therkley Show. We're celebrating the season with some great music from the season and then some, little extras, of course, as it all fits in. And we're asking you, my unofficial unscientific listener survey, your favorite regifting gifts, things that you regifted or got as a regift, if you knew that they were regifted, the craziest, funniest things you ever did. Twitter, AB Wright, phone line 347-857-4505, Facebook page, PopNet chat box. I regifted stuff. I don't do it as a throwaway. I mean, if you get things that you know you can't use or you have duplicates of, but somebody else might like, if they're brand new and perfectly in great shape, why not do a regift? I put thought behind the regift as I would if I was buying a gift. If I'm not just going to give somebody gloves if I don't think they'll enjoy them. You know, I'm not giving somebody gloves who lives in Arizona, for example. Anyway, a couple of folks. Shunton said, crazy fringe, and he put a picture of it. You can't see it on radio, but a crazy picture of these moccasins / sneakers with fringes. They're hideous. He said, regifting. Who wants them? Ankle boots. Henry says, anyone know what a fax machine does? Okay, kind of funny. Crappy scarves. Willis, who says, crappy scarves, ties, and trinkets that nobody wants are available. I have a whole bunch of them. Come to my house. You don't want to invite that, I don't think. But you get the drift. Twitter, AV Rights, phone line 347-857-4505. Facebook page, PopNet chat box available too. And I'll tell you, we thought we were done with COVID. We're not. This Omicron variant is spreading like crazy, especially here in the New York area. I am already rethinking some of my holiday plans, and it can be a little depressing. So reach out. If you have to adjust your plans, and you know now people who are vaxxed and boosted are getting these breakthrough cases, yes, they're kind of mild, but you still want to take your chances, so you want to be careful. Limit your festivities. Limit your gatherings. Maybe cancel plans if you have to, but take it seriously. Make sure you're vaxxed, boosted when you're eligible. Hopefully the kids are eligible to get vaxxed. I know there's an issue now with the younger kids that can't get vaxxed yet because they haven't perfected it for the younger kids. There's still a lot of people who are not vaccinated at all. And it's just, I know we're tired of it, but unfortunately the virus is not tired of us yet. So we have to work this way and mask up. Do be careful. They're recommending, this is interesting because they're recommending people take tests before they go to gatherings and after they come back from gatherings. Good luck finding the test, though. Everybody says it's really hard to do. But take the precautions, do what you have to do, and adjust your gatherings. You might have to garbo it again this year. I'm rethinking a few things myself, so it's hard. But at the same time, as I keep saying, and I've been saying this throughout the whole COVID situation, we do have technology. Use it. It's not the same as in person, but reach out to people. Pick up the phone. Do Zoom. Email, whatever it takes, and reach out, and please reach out here. We're here. I'm here. We'll have a vacation week, but I'm still available and checking on social media, so please avail yourself of that. Friend me on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. I am at AB Rights. Our producer, Trudy Hart, is at Radio Trudy. I do check it. I do communicate with people if you need it. There is no shame in that. I also do volunteer counseling, and people need help. I'm available. So everybody, you know, do what you can do to make yourself feel better, and if you're in the position to help other people, do the same to make them feel better too. So we'll get through it. But New York is having a tough time. They're closing down Broadway shows. The Rockettes canceled all their holiday shows for the rest of the season. A lot of restaurants are hurting now. It's back to, you know, the early COVID days, although we do have more at our fingertips to help us protect ourselves in terms of vaccinations, masking, medicines, et cetera. But it's still some daunting times. We're in the midst of it, so please take heed as we celebrate another New York City Christmas. A beauty from Rob Thomas that meant so much and still means so much since 9/11 and beyond. I'm Amy Beth Arglisha. We're all here for you. We're in it together.
Call on your angels. Come down to the city. Crowd around the big tree. All you strangers who know me, bring your compassion, your understanding. Lord, how we need it on this New York City Christmas. Yeah, I'm sending you a merry New York Christmas and a prayer for peace on earth within our time. They don't fade with the season. Let our mercy be the gift we lay. From Brooklyn to Broadway. And celebrate each and every day of this New York City Christmas. wish you know me. Bring your compassion, bring your forgiveness. Lord, how we need it on this New York City Christmas.
Yeah, we'll see. I'm glad I showed up, because I love this part.
Oh, there it is. The holy grail of Christmas gifts, the Red Ryder 200-shot range model air rifle.
One day, there must have been some magic in that old silk hat they found. For when they placed it on his head, he began to dance around. Oh, Frosty the Snowman was alive as he could be, and the children say he could laugh and play just the same as you and me. Run and we'll have some fun now before I melt away.
So down to the village with the broomstick in his hand,
running here and there all around the square, saying, catch me if you can. He led them down the streets of town, right to the traffic cop, and he only paused a moment when he heard him holler, stop. For Frosty the Snowman had to hurry on his way, but he waved goodbye saying, don't you cry, I'll be back again someday. Thumpity thump thump, thumpity thump thump, look at Frosty go. Thumpity thump thump, thumpity thump thump, over the hills of snow.
Ella Fitzgerald wishing you a swinging Christmas with her great version of Frosty the Snowman on the Amy Beth Arkley Show. And Deckin' the Halls with the Roaches for Bridget. Hang Fire from the Rolling Stones. We celebrate Keith Richards' 78th birthday, the Forever Man, celebrating his birthday yesterday, December 18th. And I'll tell you, well, not a bad-looking guy in his day, but he wears that Dorian Gray portrait on his face, all the weathering, all he's been through, but he's still going on and on and rocking. Keep going, Keith. You're going to endure beyond all of us, that's for sure. And we have a over from the DC-5 for Marcus. Glad tidings from Van Morrison and Rob Thomas's instant classic, New York City Christmas, which soothed so many souls after 9/11 and 2001 and is doing the same in the COVID years that we've been celebrating, unfortunately, the last couple of seasons. And here again, in New York area, hit pretty hard with the Omicron virus. So, variant. There we go. We'll get through it. We will indeed. Hey, you don't hear too many sets that have the Stones and Elle in the same set, but we do freeform live holiday radio here. We get it for you. It is the In Bed Darkly Show. Take our unofficial unscientific listener survey, if you please. What is your wildest, craziest gift you ever regifted or got as a regift? Or it could be also your favorite one, by the way, or just anything in general. We talk about regifting. A couple of folks chiming in. Janice says, nothing special, but I do regift things. If they're in good shape, why not? As you said, gloves and scarves, they usually have a whole bunch of them. Why not if people can use it? Yeah, I agree. I have no problem with it. Eric says, I once did a game. Yeah, it has a sexy kind of thing going. It was a regift to me, and then I gave it to someone else. Not appreciated, put it that way. Reminds me of a time, I don't think it was the holidays, it might have been an anniversary gift. My dad gave my mother a game. It was called Seduction, and I guess it was sort of sexy in the day, in the 70s, 80s, or whatever it was. She never opened it. She showed her displeasure, but she used to stash it. She would stash things. We would sneak into her back closet, and I remember seeing it there, and I kept thinking, I'm going to open it so we can see what it looks like. Couldn't open it, and then one day it disappeared. She either threw it out or gave it away, so we never really knew what the game was about, but as Eric would say, not appreciated. It's funny. Fritz says, ugly sweaters. It was ugly sweater day the other day, and those are the great things to give and re-gift, if you know what I mean. Yeah, well, they can be fun, though, too. That becomes a thing. It's like when something that's not pleasant becomes a thing, it works out. You know, that's how sardines became popular, I guess. Never mind. Speaking of which, Fritzy says, fruitcakes. I think there's one fruitcake. You just keep passing it along, right? Actually, I don't mind fruitcake, but yeah, I know it gets a bad rap. Twitter, AB Wright, phone line 347-857-4505, Facebook page, PopNet chat box, Muriel chiming in via PopNet. Yes, I'm in the New York area, too, and was planning on going to see the Rockettes with my grandkids. It's now a no-go, obviously, because they canceled. It is depressing, but as you said, you got to readjust, and we're all in this together. Thank you so much for being there. It helps me. Well, it helps me, too, Muriel. I'm so happy that you're – I'm sorry you're going to miss the show and the grandkids are going to miss it. I know it's a tradition. It's festive. It's something that kids look forward to, and they didn't have it last year. But, you know, you have to readjust. That's what we have to do, and we're all in this together. And you know what? It makes me feel good to be here and helping folks because I'm helping myself, too. We're all helping each other. That's what I'm trying to say. We're all in this together, so let's buff each other up and do what we have to. And if we have to change plans, we have to change plans. We just go with it. But don't neglect folks. Reach out in whatever way you can. If you can't get together and see them, do what we did last year and reach out. There are ways to do it. So we'll get through it. We will. Just take careful and take those precautions. So reach out, Twitter, AB Wright, phone line 347-857-4505, Facebook page, PopNet chat box. We'll do it. Lots of anniversaries. We talked about Feliz Navidad, 50th anniversary. David Bowie's album, Hunky Dory, was the first album, I guess, in the top 10 of his albums. It was his fourth album. It also was released. It was December 17th, 1971. We've been having a lot of changes these days. By the way, who is Hunky Dory? Mama, Mama, do you know?
Still don't know what I was waiting for, and my time was running wild in the dead-end streets, and every time I thought I got it made, it seemed the taste was not so sweet. So I turned myself to face me, but I've never caught a glimpse how the others must see the faker. I'm much too fast to take that test.
Change it, turn and face the strain.
Change it, don't wanna be a richer man. Watch the ripple.
but never leave the stream of warm and permanent sand. So the days float through my eyes, but still the days seem the same. And these children that you spit on as they try to change their worlds are immune to your consultations. They're quite aware of what they're going through.
Change,
turn and face the strain. Change, don't tell them to grow up out of it.
Bet you thought I'd forgotten your Christmas bonus.
Give us some money. We got no time for your silly toys.
Christmas. Please hand it over. We'll beat you up, so don't make it too noise.
Mary! Somebody ought to teach that little humbug some Christmas spirit.
Santa Claus.
Oh, yes, there is. We got a present for you.
You have?
Right.
Where?
When you're awake, he knows if you've been there.
Their classic version of Santa Claus is coming to town. I'm Amy Beth Buckley Show. We can get a nod to Eric, Johnny Fever's Hangover, Dondi, Pearly, Nixie, Hardy Irregulars, all. Thanks for taking along for the live ride. Love playing with you in real time. And we also heard from the Mighty Mighty Ballstones this time of year. Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, great version from the Pretenders. And the Kinks, Father Christmas, they're kind of connected because Chrissie Hynde and Ray Davies were a one-time betrothed, got to the registrar's office to get married in England, and they had such a big fight. I think they told them, go away, you can't get married today, and they never did. And Bowie's Changes from the great album Hunky Dory, released December 17th, 1971. 50 years of Bowie classics. Great album, Life on Mars, some other goodies on that album as well. Hey, it is the Amy Beth Buckley Show. Reach out, tell me your re-gifting plans, anything you got that you didn't like, anything you gave that you thought was crazy, or just any comments about regifting. It's National Regifting Day. Our unofficial and scientific listener survey still open via Twitter at AB Wright. Phone line 347-857-4505 for those tagging along for the live December 19th ride. Facebook page, PopNet Chatbox, also available. PopNet Chatbox, Shelley says, you're not going to mention the Grinch who stole everybody's Christmas, Joe Manchin. Well, he did say, you know, just briefly, I don't want to go too much into politics today, but yeah, Manchin has said he's going to be a no vote, no surprise there on BBB. And people are all up in arms. They were all on the Sunday shows, progressives, et cetera, complaining about how much power he has. Well, he only has that power because we have a very thin margin of power. You know, they always say the Democrats have power and control of the Senate, the House, and the White House, and we do, but 50 votes is not enough if you're going to have somebody go off the rails like Manchin and Sinema and whomever else might do it. The same thing in the House. What the solution is for 2022 is vote in more Democrats, not less. They keep talking about how the change of power is inevitable and fait accompli. Let's not make it that. Let's work towards getting these people elected, because God knows if we get in the House, particularly a bunch of crazies on the Republican side, we're going to get nothing done, not only the January 6th commission or committee, but all these other things that we want to do. So they're going to have to go back to the drawing board. But voting rights has now become something they've pivoted to finally. We've been talking about that for a long time. And there is some urgency that maybe by Martin Luther King Day they will do something about it. We'll see. They still have to do some carve-outs in the filibuster. Manchin, Sinema have said they're not going to do it. The filibuster is crazy, in my opinion. We've talked about this before. It is something which is not in the Constitution. It's not an old rule. It's something that came up during Jim Crow. It's really used to allow the minority to not just defeat a rule or a bill, but don't even bring it to the floor to allow them to vote on it. It's nuts. But they have to work that out. But the best way to work it out is to elect more Democrats. And the only way we're going to vote and elect more Democrats is if people stay solid and enthusiastic and get this voting in. And also if they change the rules, because they're rigging it in plain sight. And we're going to go down that authoritarian highway. And for people who are disenchanted and say that Joe Biden hasn't done enough and Democrats haven't done enough, you got to take the wins where you get them. The infrastructure bill was a win. Yes, it would be great to have the BBB too, and we need it. But let's take the wins where we get it. And if we have to break off, I mean, the child tax credit is expiring, and I think, or expired, or is expiring at the end of the month, that needs to be maybe a separate issue. Maybe they have to do a piecemeal. It's not ideal, but it's better than nothing. And I saw somebody, one of the progressive Congress people, coming on and yelling that they were supposed to be tied together and this is why. And I get it. I get where they're coming from, but you also have to take something. A half step is better than no step. So I'm all about, I'm a progressive, but I'm a pragmatic progressive. Sometimes you have to, you will always find the middle ground. That's where things will happen, and that means compromise. Some people are going to have to give up some things. We're all going to have to give up some things, as I say. But let's work on voting rights. Let's push your people, especially if you live in a red state, push your Congress people, push your senators to do the right thing, and let's see what we can do. But that's for another day. I don't want to harp on that too much today because we're kind of in a festive mood, but I hear you, and I'm with you, Shelley. Manchin has got a, you know, it's not a surprise, but he only wields that power People were saying, well, who the heck is the president? Is it Manchin? Well, it's not Joe Biden's fault that Manchin has that power. It's because we don't have enough numbers. We need more numbers and more progressive people. Let's go out and vote him. Vote him in. Get him in. Let's do what we can. Twitter, AB Wright, phone line 347-857-4505, Facebook page, PopNet chat box. On the music front, some good news to look forward to. Bonnie Raitt, it was announced, is going to get a Lifetime Achievement Award from the Grammys coming up in January or February, whenever the Grammys are coming out. And boy, does she deserve it. Here's a classic she does with Charles Brown, Merry Christmas Baby, Bonnie Raitt and Charles Brown. I mean, the third question. Happy holidays.
Merry Christmas, baby. You sure did treat me nice. Ooh, Merry Christmas, baby. Sure did treat me nice. Gave me that love for Christmas. Now I'm living in paradise.
Now I'm feeling mighty fine. I got good music on my radio. Well, I'm feeling mighty fine. I got all that good music on my radio. Kiss you, baby, while you're standing near the
got good music on my radio.
Well, I'm feeling mighty fine. We got all that good music on our radio.
Well, I wanna kiss you, Bonnie.
Well, I'm standing here neath the mistletoe.
Santa came down the chimney about a half past three.
Left his pretty present that you see before me.
Ooh, Merry Christmas, pretty baby.
Charles, you sure been good to me.
I haven't had a drink this morning. I'm all lit up.
Ooh, baby, I'm all lit up.
I'm all lit up. Ooh, like a
Christmas tree.
going down to Bethlehem to see a little son of man flying away in the manger. Praise the Prince of Peace. Wheels start turning, fire start burning, shine a light on the wise men journeying from the east. I could a little baby boy be bringing down so much joy.
Son of a carpenter, Mary carried the light.
It must be
Christmas, must be the night.
That's hard. See the shepherds on a hillside looking up at the sky on a cold winter night. They hear the angels sing. In a dream I heard a voice say, fear not, come rejoice. It's the end of the beginning. Praise the newborn King. I'm just a little baby boy. He's bringing us so much joy.
Son of a carpenter,
son of a carpenter, Mary carried the light.
In miles and laughter and strife. what she does.
Show a special wink and a nod to Holly. Thank you so much for joining in. Great name for the season, indeed. And Beauty from Hall & Oates, Christmas Must Be Tonight, and Merry Christmas, Baby from Bonnie Raitt and Charles Brown. Good stuff indeed, Bonnie Raitt. Lifetime Achievement Award coming up on the Grammys. Hey, don't forget, speaking of being set at the Kennedy Center Awards, they recorded it last week. It'll be airing on CBS this coming Wednesday, December 22nd. From Joni Mitchell to Bette Midler and others are all being set. Thank you so much for tagging along for the ride. Don't forget, all the shows are archived for podcasts. Follow the Andy Beth Orkby Show wherever you get your podcasts. And again, feel free to also be on the listen for select editions, Arts Radio Network, PopNet, and PodStream. And, of course, reach out via social media. Friend me on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. I may be right. Our producer, Trudy Hart, is at Radio Trudy. We're going to celebrate you home with Kenny Loggins, Darlene Love, and a few others if we can have time to squeeze it in. Please drive safe. Play nice. Dream big. Vaccinate when you can. Mask when you have to. And please change your plans accordingly. We got to crush this darn variant and the entire COVID virus. Take care. I love you all. Come back and see us on the Amy Beth Arkley Show. Thanks to TCS. Trudy and Aurora. Bye-bye now.
The holidays, I believe I've missed each and every face. Come on and play one easy. Let's turn on every love light in the place. It's time I found myself totally surrounded in your circles. Oh, oh my friend. Somebody tried to tell me, but the man forgot to tell me why. I gotta count on being gone. Come on, mama. Come on, let it be what you want from me. Let me
Incidentally, I know how you feel about all this Christmas business, getting depressed and all that. It happens to me every year. I never get what I really want. I always get a lot of stupid toys or a bicycle or clothes or something like that.
What is it you want?
Real estate.
Yes! Merry Christmas to us all! And a happy and healthy new year!
Met a man who lives in Tennessee, and he was heading for Pennsylvania and some homemade pumpkin pie. From Pennsylvania, folks are traveling down to Dixie's sunny shore. From Atlantic to Pacific,
gee, the traffic is terrific. Oh, there's no place like home for the holiday. No matter how far away you roam, if you want to be happy in a million ways,
for the holidays you can't be home, sweet home.
Oh, there's no place like home for the
a man who lives in Tennessee, and he was heading for Pennsylvania and some homemade pumpkin pie. From Pennsylvania, folks are traveling down to Dixie's sunny shore.
From Atlantic to Pacific,
gee, the traffic is terrific.
Oh, there's no place like home for the holiday. Cause no matter how far away you roam,
if you want to be happy in a million ways, for the holidays you can't beat home, sweet home.
For the holidays you can't.